Right now, the latest Marvel superhero movie, Black Panther, out tomorrow, accomplishes a lot of firsts. First major superhero movie with an African protagonist, first with a majority black cast, first with a black writer-director. The movie's gained hype as a cultural phenomenon along the way. Twitter users are sharing stories with the hashtag WhatBlackPantherMeansToMe, like Twitter user MZ Shiel, who wrote, "My seven-year-old grandson exclaimed, superheroes can be brown people, too?" Here's actors Lupita Nyong'o and Sterling K. Brown talking about what the film means to them.
We have here a Marvel universe that is unapologetically black. It's so inspiring. It's an aspirational nation to see a world that could exist.
Man, this is a black superhero. It's happening. And to be on set and to see the level of production that is being put into this film and to see primarily a cast of African and African American descent in front of the camera, it's historical. It moves me, like it moves me to tears. So I'm not only excited for that, but then Halloween, I can't wait to see little white kids dressing up as Black Panther, man. It's freaking dope.
Reggie Ugwu is with us now. He's a pop culture reporter for the New York Times. Reggie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you got to interview some of the stars of the movie for The Times. It seems like they really felt the significance of the film and the representation of African and African Americans in it. Do you share that? Is this a big deal?
Oh, I think it's a huge deal, and it's shocking in a way when you talk about the firsts that this movie represents in terms of it being the first superhero movie with a majority black cast and black director and writer. You know, in 2018, you would think that this would have happened by now. You know, we've had a black president, but the fact of the matter is it hasn't happened, and you have all of these millions of fans and black filmgoers who have been waiting for a long time for something like this. You know, obviously we've had, this is the 18th Marvel Universe movie, and is the first one that is a majority black. So I think that it's historic, as Sterling K. Brown was saying.
Can you talk about why this kind of representation matters? Because I think for the white audience, we've been seeing ourselves in superhero movies for a long time. It may not connect with us. Why this would be a big deal? Can you talk about that?
Right. Well, I think if you're a white person in America or really anywhere else in the world, then most of the movies that you see, you know, the characters look like you, and so you might not think about that. But if you're for black people, there's always a certain disconnect. There's a level of removal that you have when you're cheering for Iron Man or when you're cheering for Spider-Man. You know, you may identify with the character on so many levels, but at the end of the day, they don't really look like you, and you can't. And so there's a bit of distance there. So when you have someone who actually looks like you, who talks like you, and there's a lot of, you know, cultural reference points in this movie beyond just the color of the character's skin. You know, it connects in just in a much more visceral and intimate way. And then, you know, they say, you know, you can't be what you can't see. And so it sort of expands your horizon in terms of what you think is possible.
You mentioned the kind of downside here is, why did it take so long? Why do you think it is only in 2018 that we're seeing something like this?
Right. You know, that's a question that I put to Kevin Feige, who's the president of Marvel Studios and the producer of this film. And you know, it's remarkable. But he was saying that, you know, it took this long. Marvel had to become this big. It had to become this successful. We had to have this much clout in order to take a gamble like this. And Disney, you know, which owns Marvel, has a bit of a history recently in making films with diverse casts. They did Queen of Katwe also with Lupita Nyong'o, and they have A Wrinkle in Time coming out from director Ava DuVernay. And so it wasn't until, the way he put it was, that they were able to sneak behind a bullet train. So you know, there's long-standing rumors and beliefs in Hollywood that if you put a movie out with a majority black cast, you're going to have a very limited appeal in the audience, and especially internationally. And this movie, you know, part of the miracle of it is that it's really disproving that with, you know, pre-sale tracking numbers that are breaking records.
Right. The movie actually isn't officially out until tomorrow. Can you talk about, I didn't know people pre-bought movies, movie tickets to that extent. I usually do it, you know, an hour before I go to the movie, if at all before. What are we seeing in the pre-release sales here?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, people are so excited about this movie that they've been buying tickets for months already and planning their outfits and talking about it on social media. It was one of the most talked about movies of last year on Twitter, even though it was still months from coming out. Right now they're saying it's on track to sell between $150 to $170 million at the box office in the opening weekend, which would be more than any other film to premiere at this time of year, and far more than any other debut movie for a Marvel superhero, including Iron Man and Captain America.
Talking to Reggie Ugwu, pop culture reporter for the New York Times, about tomorrow's release of the movie Black Panther and its representation of Africans and African Americans. And it's not just that there are lots of African and African Americans in the movie. People are talking about the roles and the diversity of roles they have. It's not the sidekick. It's not the victim or the sort of stock characters in a urban crime movie. Can you talk about the different roles we're seeing people in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole spectrum. You know, just like you can go and see, you know, and many other of these kinds of movies, and most of the characters will be white. The hero will be white. The villain will be white. And there may be a sidekick character of color. It's exactly that, but just with black characters. And so on the one hand it's extremely novel. On the other hand, it's really familiar. And one of the things that happens when you have a cast that's predominantly black like this is, you know, race actually sort of recedes a little bit. It's not that the film itself doesn't actually talk that much about race. It's much more about identity. And so you really have a black hero, you have black villains, you have black sidekicks, and it is not just racial diversity, it's also gender diversity. Some of the most important characters and most dynamic and scene-stealing characters in this film are the women. The women warriors played by Lupita Nyong'o and Danai Gurira, and there's a really funny character that's Black Panther's younger sister, played by Letitia Wright. And these characters have just as much screen time as the men do. So it's a really rich roles for women as well.
And this comes after a bunch of years of people, the movement Oscars So White, pointing out the lack of diversity in filmmaking. We've talked on this show over the years about annual reports showing a lack of diversity in filmmaking. Is this coming in part because people were raising this as an issue?
I don't know. I think if you were to ask, Kevin Feige, you know, whether or not, you know, a campaign like that is influencing his decisions, I don't know that he would agree. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I think this movie exists because there's huge demand for a movie like this that caters to black life. Black people in this country are overrepresented in the movie buying public. There are 15% of ticket buyers and only 12% of the population. And as we saw last year with the movie Girls Trip, which was a low budget film that ran away with the summer as one of the biggest hits of the year, or with Get Out, which made over $200 million, another low budget thriller that people didn't expect to be that successful. You know, these movies make a lot of economic sense. It's not just political correctness or any kind of liberal idealism.
Let's bring on a caller. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi. As great as this is for racial equality and gender equality, I'm hoping for a time when this is just the usual course of things.
Dennis, thanks. So yeah, when we have a movie with a mostly African or African American cast, and it's no big deal. Reggie, do you think we're going to get there?
I certainly hope so. You know, I think it's kind of shocking that we're having this milestone in 2018. I wish that there were a dozen movies like this that came out in every year, and that wouldn't have to be such a big deal.
Do you think Black Panther is going to pave the way for future representation in other movies if it's successful? And are we going to see a lot of the actors, already big names, coming into this movie being bigger names coming out of it?
I really think so. You know, you never know. You can't take anything for granted. But I think, especially coming off last year with the movies that I mentioned, you know, I think it's very clear at this point that there's a huge market out there for these kinds of movies, and there's an audience that is waiting to see themselves represented on screen. And as far as, you know, I think it's a good point to bring up the cast. A lot of these actors are really young and upcoming actors. People like Michael B. Jordan, who is really coming into his own, and Letitia Wright, who I mentioned, who's a new face, who I think is going to have a long career ahead of her. It's a new generation of actors, and the filmmaker as well, Ryan Coogler, who directed Creed previously to this. And so, it's exciting to see that there's so much talent out there that's ready to rise to this moment.
And Reggie, did you get to preview this in your role as a pop culture reporter?
I did, indeed.
And it's worth going out to see, would you say?
I would say so. You know, it's got a 97% rating right now on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think if you like superhero movies, this is an extraordinary entry into the genre.
Reggie, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
That's Reggie Ugwu. He's a pop culture reporter at the New York Times with us to talk about the new movie Black Panther and its cultural impact.